No.
Oh, you guys have the same answer.
That's the best answer you've ever given.
That's because nothing's clean for the radio.
Right. I may hold Jeff's phone number for an off-the-air conversation down the road, just to hear stories.
Actually, should I tell him the phone call story?
Nah, that doesn't need to happen today.
Yeah, you know, I think I might do that.
Really, Jeff? Really?
Go ahead, Jeff. It's my show.
All right. Well, this makes me sound horrible too. Actually, so essentially, what happened is Mike, on one of David Brandon's first days on the job, decided to accidentally crash his car into him.
It was into the car, not into Dave Brandon, first of all.
Yeah, this was an accident, I think. And word filtered around that Mike had pretty much backed into the brand new athletic director at the University of Michigan. And so I thought this was a perfect opportunity to completely take advantage of him. And I looked up a personal injury lawyer's name in Ann Arbor. And the funny part is I sound the same. Like, I tried out a million different voices, and nothing sounded credible. So I started talking like this, and it sounded just like me. But I called him up from a blocked number under the guise of this personal injury lawyer, telling him that I was representing David Brandon, and that you know, there were some inconsistencies and inaccuracies in his story, and that I was thinking about suing him. And he started getting indignant. He started getting worried. He started getting pissed off. And the best part is I have the whole thing on tape the entire time. And left him hanging there. And you know, Mike is a wonderful human being. He just happens to be the most gullible person in the world, though. And he actually believed that David Brandon was going to sue him over a little fender bender. So that was fun.
All right, you brought the name up, David Brandon. You're an outsider.